Demonstrations continued for the third day Saturday in Egypt and other Arab nations against the U.S.-led attack on Iraq. In Egypt, thousands of university students turned out Saturday to show their anger over the U.S.-led aggression against Iraq. At Cairo's Al-Azhar University, one of the foremost institutions of Islamic learning in the region, they burned American and Israeli flags. The Middle East News Agency reported the Union of All Universities in Cairo sent a message to President Hosni Mubarak supporting his stance on the Iraqi campaign. Ahmed Musa, Secretary General of the Cairo-based Arab League, said Saturday that no conscientious Arab can tolerate what is happening in Iraq. He has previously warned that a war on Iraq would open what he called the gates of hell in the region. Protests have also occurred in Sudan, Syria, Bahrain, and Oman. Many regional governments, including Egypt and Jordan, have been working to contain public discontent in the days leading up to the Iraqi campaign. Egypt recently renewed its emergency laws, which previously existed for more than two decades. Ahmed Meher, Egypt's Minister of Foreign Affairs, told reporters in Cairo it was understandable that Arab protesters are sympathizing with Iraqis now. He said it is imperative that military action come to an end soon. Tatiana Anderson for VOA News, Cairo.